the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey everyone, welcome on into the program. We are so glad to have you on board for the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Peter, always good to hear from you. Hope you are doing well as we march toward 2025. Man, fall is here. The leaves are changing. It's getting cold and it's time to start planning.
Weathers are changing. Everything's changing. This year basically flew. I don't even know when it came and where it came from. But we're having a good time here together. We're approaching 2025 and we got a lot to share with everybody here. So make sure you sit tight, hang out with us. And also we might hand out some giveaways. So make sure you tune in until the end of the show.
Let's get it done. 1-800-888-8079. 1-800-880-8079. We've got so much to talk about, but the headline that we're going to start with, even the headline bothers me, but we're going to start with it, Peter, and talk through it with our listeners. It says, here's how much money you could lose if Social Security goes bankrupt. Now, we've talked about this, Peter. I don't want to get into elections, sure, but you hear it in every single commercial that you see that is being shoved down our throat right now. What is going to happen with Social Security? You have said this again and again, even the worst politician in the world is not going to allow Social Security to go bankrupt. It would be political suicide, but it is going to be changing as we know it, and you are here to help your clients navigate through those kind of choppy waters right now.
Absolutely. We have to always be prepared. You know, we have to talk about the good, but unfortunately, we have to talk about the bad and making sure we are always communicating as these changes keep on changing, because as these updates are trying to update to the best we possibly can, remember, it all comes back to one thing, and that's, of course, our national debt. How are we going to pay down, besides increases of taxes? There's a lot of sources out there that are telling us that we could have some kind of threat up against our Social Security. So we're going to talk about that briefly today.
All right. So we know that Social Security supports 68 million Americans every month. 68 million Americans a month, paying about $1.5 trillion in benefits every year. But we've talked about this, Peter. When Social Security was first conceptualized, the average lifespan of an American male was 65 years old. We have shattered that. We have shattered that life expectancy. Oh, yeah. And because of that, that pot of money isn't what it was. Here's where I want to get into the numbers that I think you are going to find concerning. And I hope our listeners find them concerning. Social Security benefits account for about 30% of the income for people over age 65. Okay, about 30%. However, among Social Security recipients 65 and older, 37% of men and 42% of women count half or more of their income from Social Security. Now we're getting into some hot water there, and tell me why, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, look, so a lot of people are counting on Social Security, and some might not have a big pool of investments to rely on. So they're using this Social Security or strategy how to maximize Social Security for the lifestyle. Now, today, things are very, very expensive. We know inflation is still out of control. The cost of living adjustments have changed dramatically when it comes to Social Security, which is a good thing. But a lot of people are relying heavily and heavily and heavily on Social Security. So when we do these income plans and we build out these plans and we look at expenses up against the income, a very high portion of their income is covering a lot of their expenses. See, the problem here is if you're not trying to figure out how to maximize at least one paycheck down the road, it could be a problem. Because when one spouse passes away, you don't keep both paychecks, you can only keep one. But in this scenario, when you're heavily relying on Social Security and not planning for what could come down the road, and it could be 10 years from now,
yeah,
that where we can have a possible decrease or a disaster, that's what we're trying to figure out when it comes to income planning, what you should be doing today and not waiting for the last minute.
Because 50 relying on 50% or more of your income from Social Security is not sustainable for most Americans. And so, Peter, if we go through these numbers, and let's just make it easier, it's around 40% of men and women receiving half or more of their income from Social Security. As we go in further into those numbers, among Social Security beneficiaries age 65 and older, 12% of men and 15% of women, so let's call that 13 to make it easy for our listeners, around 13% of men and women are relying on Social Security for 90% or more of their income. That's going to be the number of Americans who have not saved, basically, who do not have a traditional 401k or they've dipped into that money, correct? If you're relying on 90% or more of your income is Social Security for that group, that is troubling because we know that statistically that is not probably sustainable for most Americans.
Correct. And you know what it is? I feel like the problem is too many people are focusing on how to work longer and they're focusing on, okay, if I do a couple of more years at the best possible income, my Social Security would be higher. Well, you should be turning it around and say, okay, how much more can I save towards my retirement accounts? Not focusing too much on Social Security, because if you can bring in more to save more on your investment accounts, you won't have to heavily rely on Social Security and you won't be as nervous. So it's very important not to only focus on Social Security because it's not something you can rely on.
But Peter, I'm aging myself here. You are younger than I am. You still have little kids. My last child of four just went off to college. So I'm just now the empty nester at age 50, make a really good living, started saving when I was about 23 years old. When I start seeing things like, oh, it's only going to pay out maybe 30 cents on the dollar, 70 cents on the dollar, pardon me. You know, you see these numbers that, yeah, Social Security might be there for someone my age around age 50, but it's not going to pay the full amount because it's running out. You know, that I'm going to be honest, that starts to tick people off, Peter, because we have paid into that our entire lives. And there's also some talk that when they go to change the system in some way to make it more solvent for everyone, the higher wage earners might be dinged on this so that we don't get out what we put in.
Of course. And this is also a thing when it comes to trying to figure it out by yourself.
Yeah.
And this is the biggest problem here. Stop trying to figure out your income plan, your maximization on Social Security, your strategy, when you should be taking it, when you should be
retiring. How much is going to be there, Peter? You are the one that's going to plug all that in and tell me that.
Yes, we need a plan. We need to figure this out together. Stop trying to do it yourself. And also, do not think that you can call Social Security Administration office and rely on them.
You'd be better off calling. You'd be better off calling Google or Facebook and getting someone to answer the phone.
But all seriousness, I mean, this is why we talk about planning. This is why we talk about a spend down strategy. Yes, it is scary. These numbers, these are serious numbers, and we continue to monitor these things, but they don't really seem as if they're getting better. Because they're not. There's always going to be bumps in the road. This is why we have to have a plan.
So the good news is there's never been a case where Social Security benefits have just been slashed for those already receiving them. We know that payments have never been delayed. When it comes to the other pots of your retirement money, regardless of what's going to happen with Social Security, that's out of our control, unfortunately, Peter. What do you say to the client who comes in and says, look, I have spent my entire working life building my retirement in a traditional 401k with taxes, with inflation? What do I do with this pot of money? How can you help me move it around? Should I convert it to a Roth? I think people are starting to have a lot of good questions about things like Roth conversions because they know that Social Security has been in the news a lot lately, as maybe we shouldn't be counting on that as much as we once did.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things in the news because we all have an idea that taxes could possibly be going higher, right?
Yeah.
So the 2017 tax cut is going to expire the end of 25. So you have now or during the year 2025 to possibly look into these Roth conversions if it makes sense. It doesn't make sense for everybody. Of course, we have to run those numbers. We have to see exactly what it will look like, but we have to try to figure out a game plan if it does make sense. Also, keep in mind, a lot of folks didn't realize this. that you might have a Roth IRA contribution option inside of your 401k. And a lot of folks don't really know about this. So I urge that you should be calling your 401k department now before the end of the year and ask them, do you also have an option to contribute to a Roth? And can you contribute to a Roth? And that's also going to be probably a good factor. I don't care if it's $5.
Yeah.
Because it's $5 that could be tax-free. That's not going to Uncle Sam. So count those dollar bills and they will add up over time.
Peter, within some of those corporate 401k structured plans that a lot of people have where it just comes out of your check and you don't see it, it goes straight into that 401k, is there an option to convert that pot of money into a Roth right now? Or do you have to come to someone like yourself that, has expertise in that realm to get that done?
Yeah, we have to make sure it makes sense. A very, very, very high percentage of folks can do that, especially if you're over 59 and a half or over. We call this an in-service rollover. So you could still keep your 401k open and we could possibly move some of it to an IRA. And then from there, once it's in your IRA, we can now create a Roth IRA to start moving money over slowly over time. So it has to be done correctly. You want to make sure there are a couple of basics that will follow. One basic is making sure you're staying within the same bracket. Another basic thing is making sure you're looking at all income sources, of course. Are you working? Are you retired? There's a couple of factors involved. But the answer is yes. A very high percentage of people can actually do it. There are a couple of steps to follow. I do not recommend you doing it by yourself.
No.
I can tell you disasters of stories.
Well, first of all, Peter, we got to talk about the tax implications. You know, you're either going to get taxed on that 401k money way down the road. You're going to get slaughtered in taxes. If you have let's say you've got $2 million sitting there, you're going to get slaughtered in taxes down the road at that tax rate. But when you roll it over to a Roth, the Roth taxes come out now, correct?
That's correct. So if you roll any money over to a Roth, you have to pay the money from the IRA first. That's going to be income. It's going to go on top of your income bracket, hoping that you're staying in the same bracket. And then after you're paying those taxes, then you're going to put the money into the Roth.
So that dings as income. If you're still working, does it ding as income?
Oh, yeah. So if you're working and you happen to take money out of your IRA, that's going to be additional income. So that's why you have to be very, very, very careful what you're taking out of your IRA. Because remember, you had a nice little break from putting money into an IRA or 401k.
And the government wants its money now. The government wants that money back now.
Oh, yes. Remember, it's a little over 40 years that the 401k was ever developed. And now they're finally helping you to figure out how to add a Roth IRA to your 401k, which is interesting.
1-800-880-8079 is the number. Do not try to do this by yourself. Whether you have questions about Social Security, whether you have questions about a Roth conversion, where do you start drawing that money down in retirement? And when can you retire? Those are the questions. Please give Peter a call. 1-800-880-8079. You are listening to The Modern Money Show. We're back with more straight ahead.
You have enough things to worry about. Market volatility shouldn't be one of them. Make sure your retirement plan doesn't rely on the ups and downs of the market. Call Peter Bombara at 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
You're hearing it every day. Another political ad, another agenda. There's a lot of people telling you how your world is going to change, but no matter what happens this election or the next, you still have the power to control your future. Elections can impact a lot of things like the stock market, inflation, and taxes. And if you're thinking about retiring soon, now's a great time to meet with Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group. Peter can't tell you who's going to win, but he will show you how your savings might be affected and what you can do to help prepare. Schedule your free visit with Peter Bombara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group today. Call or text ELECTION to 800-880-8079. Don't let this election or any election control your retirement future. Set up your free visit with Peter Bombara now. Call or text ELECTION to 800-880-8079. That's ELECTION to 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Taxes don't have to be a puzzle. With the right strategy, you can put the pieces together seamlessly. Connect with Peter at 1-800-880-8079. to ensure your financial picture is complete.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. I want to remind everybody the website is pcbfinancial.com. And the phone number, if you have a question, you can leave us a message there. You can text book into the body of this phone number, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Now is the time to get your hands on that book, folks. 1-800-880-8079. I want to talk about some of the common post-retirement risks for our listeners, things that you probably see all the time when you sit down for that initial meeting with your clients, Peter. We know that it's important to expect the unexpected when it comes to retirement. And there are many factors out there that could be roadblocks for our listeners. And we're going to go through them in this segment of the program. And I want to start, Peter, with personal and family risks. And these are the tough ones. I know that you've helped some of your clients navigate the things that are tough to talk about that no one really wants to talk about. But for the purposes of this program and educating our listeners, we're going to talk about them today.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of them. Okay. So when it comes to the topic of personal and family risk, let's take one, for example, longevity risk. Okay. And this is really important. Believe it or not, I talk to a lot of folks about this topic, and we want to know, you know, what their family history may look like. And some people happen to say that their longevity is not as long, and they give me more information about it and more information about it and so on and so forth. And they happen to be on average, let's say 10 or 15 years past their longevity of what they expected from
yes.
their parents, for example.
Peter, we all have that person in our life whose father died of a heart attack at age 52, yeah. and they're now 65. And I think for men especially, it's a weird time when you start to pass the age that your father passed.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. And this is exactly a good example as to, you know, you have to plan longer. Okay. Don't just give yourself, you know, this average number because you feel that the longevity might not be there. Forget about that. What if you do wind up living, you know, 30 years past your expectancy, right? So it's so important that you're planning for the long term while you're in retirement. All right.
And that's a beautiful just in case you live to 90. Yes, maybe you lost your mother or your father in their 50s or 60s. You can't plan that way. You have to plan to make sure we get you to the finish line with your money and with your assets.
Absolutely. You're just planning for, you know, the possible best and worst case scenarios, yep. you know, in this area.
Let's go down, Peter, the unexpected early passing of a spouse.
Sure.
Also, just a really, really tough stuff that we're talking about here. How does that change someone's retirement outlook and plan?
So this is kind of important, especially if the one who passes away was the one taking care of, let's say, most of the investments, most of the bills.
Yeah.
Taking care of, let's say, majority of this plan. So it's so important that you're both kind of on the same page. Now, you both don't have to know every single little thing about every single little thing in regards to an investment side, but you should know the general understanding of why certain things are in place and where to find certain things and how to do certain things on your own. Because I tell you, there are a number of folks that I do speak to who have gone through this period of their life, and a good number of them tell me that they're completely lost. They don't know how he or she took care of this or took care of that, or why this is together, or I'm still finding more accounts and this.
Right.
So there's so much clutter, if that makes sense. And it's foggy. And we had to make sure this is actually prepared. Another thing to keep in mind is, let's say if one spouse is ill, right?
Yeah.
And then you get into the point where you're starting to spend a lot of money on healthcare costs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or home care, or long-term care, all of those things.
All of those things. And what if there really wasn't any kind of long-term care protection in place, right? And now you're spending all this money throughout the years, and then you're saying to yourself, okay, what's going to happen to me now?
Yeah.
Right? So again, you're protecting each other for the best and worst case scenarios. And this is a real thing because one of you, you know, probably going to go before the other, you know, if you don't go together. And this is something that you should be talking about. Okay. And not just to each other, also to your children, because they have to be aware of where certain things are.
Yes.
And you have to be planning for both of you, not just one of you.
I even remember my grandfather, as they were getting older, sitting down with my grandmother and going through, I mean, they were the World War II generation and, you know, hid cash between dinner plates in the house kind of thing. But I remember him sitting down with her and they were probably in their late 70s, early 80s, still very healthy.
Wow.
And he sat down with her and, you know, said, you know, I remember him saying, I want you to know, like, this is the list of the bills. This is where I keep all of these things. This is the one lockbox where we keep, you know, just so she was comfortable in knowing some of those things. She never had to worry about it before. And he wanted to make sure she wasn't left in the dark, God forbid, if something happened to him. And Peter, I'll tell you, I lost my grandfather in a car wreck, and it was incredibly sudden, as accidents like that are. And, you know, thank goodness they had some of those conversations. So in the midst of grief, you're not completely left in the dark with some of those things.
Sure. 100%. Another thing is also divorce.
Let's talk about divorce.
Yeah, this could be interesting and at the same time extremely confusing. All right. This could really be confusing because I mean, what if in the event that this does happen, okay? The plan that you built originally was probably for both of you, and now you're starting to separate each other. And in this case, whether it's down the middle or it's not, now you need even more planning, right? Because if you're going to be single, right, who's going to take care of you? So we need additional planning involved, more of a customized plan for you, but additional planning when it comes to the divorce side.
Well, because you start talking about division of assets leading up to retirement or in retirement, that is a very volatile time to be looking at splitting up your assets when you are close to retirement. I mean, it's one thing to have a marriage dissolve in your 30s or your 40s. It's an entirely different ballgame if you're in your 50s or 60s.
Sure, 100%. 100%.
All right. The fourth and final point that we want to talk about in risks that you should know in retirement under the umbrella of personal and family risk is the unplanned job loss. And it's important to talk about that. My goodness, coming off the pandemic, we saw this. Who would have thought?
Yeah. So when it comes to unplanned job losses, this is something that we've been up against a number of different times. And it could have been in the event of we're just very close to, you know, handing out papers and say we're ready to go.
Yeah.
But because of this pandemic, a number of people got laid off, and obviously there was no expectation to it. So when it comes to this world of unplanned, this is why we talk about 5 years to 10 years on average to make sure that you are in the position that you are and what changes you need to make if you need to make any changes at all. So you do not plan for retirement, even though you've been saving for retirement.
Yep.
But planning for retirement, building this custom written financial plan around your goals, around your lifestyle, whether it happens in a year or unexpectedly, that should be okay. Because if you properly planned 5 to 10 years before, you understand what you're up against.
The other thing is, Peter, with an unexpected job loss, what the heck do you do with your investments that you have built through that company? Now, I've heard people say, if the company no longer wants you there, you certainly don't want your investments there. And I know that people have come to you and said, look, I've got a 401k, or I've got an IRA, my company had to match. What do you do with that pot of money then, now that you have been separated from that company?
Yeah, anytime you leave a company, you never leave anything behind. And a number of folks have told me that they left some 401ks or retirement accounts behind when they left. And it doesn't really make any sense to do any of that. It's not like they're contributing to your 401 anyway, right? So making sure you do roll it over properly, making sure you do move it over from custodian to custodian tax-free, and there's no errors in the way. Those are things that we can do in your best efforts, but making sure you do it correctly is probably one of the best assets or decisions that you should be making.
Oh, yeah. Because, Peter, tell people, if you pull that out in the wrong way, even if you've been fired and you make a mistake in the way that you take that money out to move it over, the tax implications can be devastating. I speak from experience on that, on some bad advice I got about 10 years ago. The tax implications were devastating because we took that out the wrong way.
Yeah, you don't want to do it yourself. Talk to a financial professional. Call me if you will like. I'll guide you through the process. But you never neglect it. You never forget about it. And you never touch it unless you understand how to do it properly.
1-800-880-8079 is the phone number. PCBfinancial.com is the web address for a wealth of information that you will see and hear on our program every single week. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about healthcare and housing under that umbrella of post-retirement risks that you should know. Cost of caregivers, care facilities, Peter, have skyrocketed. We know that. Lack of caregivers and care facilities as the boomer generation starts getting older. And we're also going to talk again about medical bills and why you really need to plan for that, even have a separate pot of money for that in some cases, Peter, to make sure you are covered in retirement. And it really all comes down to planning. I know we use that word a lot on this program, but it comes down to planning.
Yeah, getting your amount of money blueprint or even doing a stress test analysis review on what you currently have in place, this is going to give you a much more clear picture. It's going to give you clarity. It should tell you what you need to do, if you need to do anything. It will tell you if you're on track, if you're off track, where are the areas that might need attention, where are the areas that are pretty much great in regards to your picture. So understanding how this gets done, give us a call, 1-800-880-8079. We can do this complimentary for you, but also make sure you give us a call anyway and just request the most recent copy of my book, Modern Money. Give us a shout. I have a couple of copies that just came in, and I got a couple of them to send it out to you. There's no strings attached. There's no cost to it. I'll mail it out complimentary here at the PCB Financial headquarters. But give us a call, 1-800-880-8079.
You are listening to The Modern Money Show with Peter Pombara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement.
It's Uncle Sam, and he wants some of your retirement money. Like it or not, you're going to owe taxes on your 401k. When retirement comes knocking, so does the tax man. The good news is you may be able to reduce your tax bill with some strategic planning. Peter Bombara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group are here to help. You'll work together to craft a plan that is designed to help make sure you don't pay a penny more than you should, because you deserve to keep as much as possible of what you've earned. Taxes are historically low right now, and we all know they probably won't remain this low forever. So call Peter Bombara and the PCB Financial Advisory Group team before this tax-saving opportunity is gone. 1-800-880-8079. Don't give more than necessary to your favorite uncle. Call Peter Bombara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group now to schedule your 401k tax review. 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital LLC. Firm does not offer tax advice.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Modern Money Show with Peter Bombara, president of PCB Financial Group. I am your host, Dana Wright. We're talking this hour about the common post-retirement risks that everyone should know about. And of course, there's divorce. There's an unplanned job loss. We saw that during the pandemic. There's also medical bills, housing issues that pop up from time to time, where you wake up one morning and the house that you had that was on the beach is no longer standing. You have seen this with your clients, an immediate change in living situation. Whether that's because you choose to downsize or something unexpected happens and you wake up one morning and your house is gone.
Absolutely. I mean, this could unfortunately change your entire life, right? And
yeah.
Things like this, you just don't plan for. You don't plan for that a potential hurricane is going to come and wipe away your home, right? These things are just, it should be part of the plan now going forward based upon, you know, what's happening. We do have to have backup plans, right? And we have to have backup plans, and we have to understand how to create, whether it's a legacy, how to create support for each other, if it's a spouse, right? But most importantly, where's your income coming from? What's covered? What's not covered? And understanding your benefits. And right now,
understanding your insurance policy. How many people, Peter, open up that homeowner's insurance policy? You know, we get updates from time to time that they've changed this or they've changed that. How many people sit down and read that? My guess is the answer is very few. That thing makes my eyeballs bleed. But it's probably good to understand what your replacement costs look like for anything like that. And not just, you know, hurricanes and those types of disasters. I mean, we're broadcasting here from Kansas City in Tornado Alley. My husband lost his entire house in the May 2003 tornado. And I tell this story. He was safe. He was a couple of blocks away at his then father-in-law's house getting steak knives, of all things. They needed more steak knives. And so he had run down there, and he said he turned around and saw this enormous black wall. That it was not this well-defined funnel that you see in the movies. It was just the monster mile-long wall. And he said he just knew, you know, the sky turned green, all of those things. He was able to get down into the basement in his father-in-law's house, and they come back up after it hit maybe 45 to 60 seconds, he thought. And they come back up, and the damage didn't look that bad. There were some trees down, some shingles missing on the roofs, that kind of thing. By the time he made his way on foot back to his house, that side of the neighborhood just a couple blocks away was gone. I mean, just everything was just gone. Oh, and he said he had his cell phone with him. He made a phone call to his insurance, you know, 1-800 number. And he said, I'll never forget this. He said, I've just been in a tornado and my house is gone. And the woman on the other end of the line said, can I have your policy number? He said, ma'am, my car is in a different zip code. We have no house. I do not know my policy number.
Oh, goodness.
But you know what? Keep that stuff in your phone. Keep that stuff in the notes of your phone. And you know, the other thing he said, Peter, is take your cell phone and walk through your house and just record the interior of your house. Just walk room to room. It doesn't have to be fancy. Doesn't have to be well lit. Walk through that room. Because if something happens and you are to lose your house, even in a fire, something like that, they are going to want to know every single piece of content in that house, right down to your forks and your spoons and your knives. And he said, you know, for everyone listening, try to picture all of the stuff that you have in your house. They want to know how many pairs of pants. I mean, it doesn't have to be detailed, but he did say in the aftermath of something like a fire or a tornado or a hurricane, you've got other things on your mind, on your plate, and it makes it easier when you fill out that very detailed loss sheet. If you've got video of what you're talking about,
that actually makes complete sense. Because believe it or not, there are some policies that you might not, and insurance kind of confusing, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's homeowners insurance or some car insurance policies or a flooding, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Insurance definitely can be confusing. And this is not something that everyone wants to even talk about or get into because it's so confusing and boring. But this is something that you really should be aware of because you're going to find out, you know, somehow if you really did buy the correct policy. And it doesn't hurt to just to call up your insurance company and just say, hey, I want to do a quick review of what's covered, what's not covered. I want to understand if I'm maximizing my benefits at all. Is there, am I missing anything? So it does not hurt to do a quick, let's say 15, 20 minute phone call review on whatever policies that you wanted to cover. But understanding what's covered, especially in times that we're going through and we've seen what's happened the past 2 years, give or take.
Peter, especially when it comes to stuff like flood, you need to know if you're in a floodplain, do you have to have insurance? Do you have flood insurance? My grandparents, when they lived down south, they traveled north during Hurricane Katrina. They were smart enough to get out during Hurricane Katrina. But so many of those homeowners down along the Gulf, they had their insurance company say, well, you had coverage for hurricane and for wind, but you didn't have the coverage for flood, and it was the surge and the flood that ruined your house, not the wind. So we're not covering it. I mean, there's stuff like that that goes on. And, you know, I think if you ask most people, do you have flood insurance or hurricane, you just assume all of that's covered. That is not the case. Wow. It is not always the case. So you have to know what is covered and what isn't. I remember my grandma saying, can you believe that? Without the hurricane, there is no water. Of course the water took the house. It's kind of all wrapped up into one. You can't have a hurricane without water. But man, there were a lot of people that fought that for years. And so just the need to know what's in that policy is so important. And Peter, I know that if you can't help people go through that with a fine-tooth comb, you have people who can look at some of that stuff and say, as part of any solid retirement plan, especially when you are looking at different towns to retire in, what is covered, what is not. It is super, super important to know that.
Absolutely. And the funny how you just said what town you're involved. So if you happen to move and you forgot to change your car insurance to another state.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not a specialist in this area. I understand the basics, but this is something you should definitely be aware of, making sure that you do update your car insurance when it comes to this area, just to make sure you're compliant, if that makes sense.
Yep. All right, let's move on a little bit and talk about unexpected health care costs. That's a big one. Medicare open enrollment, I want to remind everybody, it comes up every single fall. Every single fall, it is important to go through that so that you know what is covered. But Peter, even for people listening, for your aging parents, your aging grandparents, if you still have grandparents around, the cost of caregivers and care facilities is not going down. And we also have a lack of caregivers and care facilities. They're building those as fast as we are filling those facilities up.
Yeah. So this is an area, again, not an area everybody wants to talk about, but you have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to understanding caregivers, for some, it could be families, or for some, it could be someone who you're hiring. But there's a lot around it. There's a lot of information around this. And depending upon what the goals are, it could be stressful. And I'll give you an example. So according to care.com, 69% of caregivers say caring for a loved one is actually the number one source of stress in their lives.
Oh, 100%.
A loved one, right? And if you're caring for a loved one, and yes, I can see the stress for sure. I can see the pressure on your shoulders, the stress of what you're doing, and pretty much you probably are doing most of it by yourself. If not, you're getting help, right? But it still can be stressful. And just think about what it's doing to you physically and mentally, right? Because in the event something does happen and now you're by yourself, now who's going to take care of you? Who are going to do the things that you want done the right way to make yourself comfortable for the remaining years? And how are you going to be stress-free?
And then the last thing we need to talk about would be the financial umbrella of the common retirement risks that you should know. And no one's going to be surprised to hear this: inflation, interest rate risk, and volatility. And what's interesting is under this umbrella, Peter, those are things for the most part you have no control over. Inflation, interest rate risk, and volatility. But it all goes back to planning and what you can control. And I know that you do this with your clients, Peter. You sit down and say, look, we're kind of in a slump right now with this economy. But if you have planned and planned correctly, some of those things don't have to be completely out of your control.
Absolutely. And yes, we don't have control over this, right? Inflation, interest rate, volatility. We understand that these things will probably be around for the rest of our lives and rest of our planning years, right? But it's very important to understand that you can have a little bit more control than what you think you can, okay? And what I mean by this is, look, we have inflation. We've always had inflation. This is not new. We're just hitting record level highs of inflation, and we knew this since August of 2021.
Yeah.
And they told us, they said we printed too much money. Yes, because of the pandemic.
Yep.
We're still trying to climb out of the pandemic. And now we're hitting record level highs since the 80s. So we kind of knew about this, right? So the question is, well, how tactical have you been? What changes have you made during this? And based upon history, we know what happens when interest rates go up. So if you were able to attack this area, educated, and you understand exactly what moves you had to make, then you're in a pretty decent shape, right?
Yeah.
This is why we have to look at what's called a stress test review analysis, because we have to understand where the interest rate risk is in the plan. Because the last time I checked, the Federal Reserve told us they're going to continue to raise interest rates. So as long as that happens, we know a lot of conservative plans, let's say they're bond funds, if that makes sense, or fixed income, is probably going to lose value for as long as they're increasing these rates. So this is why we urge each and every one of you to call in and request a complimentary stress test analysis review so you understand where the interest rate risk is, not just volatility risk, but the interest rate risk is that's actually causing all of this volatility. And then from there, we can have a conversation about where the managed risk is in the plan to help you understand the clear picture of what you should see within the next couple of months and what we're up against.
Yep. Put yourself in the driver's seat. You know, you're not going to be able to foresee necessarily a natural disaster that takes your house or inflation or volatility, but you can put yourself in a much better position to understand how these things can affect you. And to the extent that you can, try and navigate the very choppy waters of the United States economy right now. 1-800-880-8079. You can text book into the body of that, by the way, 1-800-880-8079. And we will send you a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. We are back with much more straight ahead.
Do you need help ensuring any remaining assets that you've worked so hard to create are distributed to your beneficiaries in the most tax-efficient manner? Why not have a chat with Peter? Call 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079 to talk to Peter.
Does your money need to get a job? You've worked hard for it, and it should work hard for you. Lazy money is just sitting there, not earning its keep. If you have lazy money lying around, call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 1-800-880-8079. You might have lazy money lurking in a savings account collecting very little interest, or in an old 401k that you haven't checked on in years, or maybe it's in a CD that could be earning more. Wherever your lazy money is, it's time for it to stop underperforming and to start carrying its weight. Peter Bombara and his team can help you find ways to put your money to work. Call them now at 1-800-880-8079. You could be leaving a lot of money on the table by allowing it to sit on the couch. Get your lazy money a job today. Call 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes, you need to plan for them. Give Peter a call to see what tax opportunities you could take advantage of. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Welcome on back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bombara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. I want to remind everybody, Peter's writing books faster than I can read them. And Peter, I know you have some that we can give away. If people just call 1-800-880-8079, you can text book into the body of that text, correct? And you'll send everybody out a copy of your book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Because of all of the challenges we have seen this year, Peter, this has been a rocky couple of years, actually. People have questions. People are anxious about inflation, about the market, about when they can retire, all of those things. There has never been a better time to get your hands on Peter's book, number one, or to pick up the phone and make that call, Peter, because people have questions about their retirement now more than ever.
Oh, yeah. Today, it's very, very different. You should never be following what you thought worked 5 years ago or 10 years ago or even 20 years ago. In fact, you should be even asking your parents, what did they do or what did they learn from that could actually make a difference depending upon how old you are. So when it comes to saving for retirement, it's so important to make sure that your 401k should not be the only vehicle or should not be the only thing that you should be focusing on trying to max out. And if you're trying to make sure you're maxing out right now before the end of the year is exactly when you're supposed to be figuring that out. Did you put as much as you can into your 401k? Did you qualify or put as much as you can into a Roth IRA? What did you do outside of your 401k? When it comes to certain investments, such as your joint investments, I mean, you're putting money towards your 529 plans for the grandkids or your children, or you wanted buying real estate, whatever the case may be, what are you doing outside of work to help you maximize the investments or the assets that you could draw down from that you could use for income when it comes to retirement?
So listen to this. They have calculated the exact multi-million dollar figure that the quote, American dream now costs. And I mean, Peter, they looked at everything. They looked at your home ownership. They looked at raising two children plus college, I have four, so we'll get back to that in a minute. If you got more than two, it's going to be a lot higher. They looked at over your lifetime, what it costs to own a car, take one annual vacation, a wedding, pets, your funeral, and then they also added in retirement. So what do you think the quote, American dream milestone over the cost of your life now costs? And I'm going to give you a hint, your retirement on that list is the biggest expense by far of the total. And we're going to come back to that. That's very, very important. The report notes that Americans should start saving from the moment they land their first job out of college at age 22.
Yes.
And continue saving until they reach 65 if you want to be able to live off the recommended 4% withdrawal every year of your retirement money, okay? So I'm going to give you the number and then we're going to break down what people are paying throughout their lifetime, okay? So it was the financial media site, by the way, Investopedia, that did the math. And they calculated that the key American dream milestone now costs a staggering $4.4 million. That is $1 million more dollars than most Americans make in their entire life. So I'm going to say the number again. It's $4.4 million for the total of your life to, quote, live that American dream with, you know, one vacation a year and a new car and a couple kids in college. Of that $4.4 million, retirement takes the lion's share of that chunk at almost $1.6 million. What does that say to you, Peter?
Well, we all know that I want to say it was 15, 20 years ago when the goal was trying to make sure you saved at least $1 million in your 401k. Well, we know that does not make any sense, right? So stop trying to figure out a dollar amount. Stop trying to figure out a plan. But we're going to go through some of these financial estimates. Now, one or two of them are going to be different for the average person. We know that. But these are just some statistics we like to make sure we're covering. And we're going to always cover it these next couple of years. But let's go through these financial estimates because this is actually very interesting.
You know, every once in a while, there's an article and I pull it and I'm like, I'm going to send this to my kids. For our listeners right now, if you have children in their 20s, send this to them right now. Again, it's from the financial media site Investopedia. And let's look from the lowest expense to the highest, what they calculated into that $4.4 million to, quote, you know, live the American dream. Your funeral, it comes in at about $9,000. That's the lowest amount. So that's the good news. It costs the least to die, Peter. that's the good news on this list. They put $36,000 you will spend over your lifetime on pets. They put the wedding at $44,000. They put the total cost of an annual vacation around $180,000. They put the ownership of your cars around $811,000 over your lifetime now. Raising two children plus college comes in at $832,000. Owning a home comes in at $929,000. Peter, I think that's low over a lifetime, especially with—
That does sound low.
With home rates today. And then again, your retirement, you're going to need about $1.6 over the lifetime of that retirement. And that number is going to be higher for people listening. It's going to be lower for some people listening. But again, that number comes in the highest is what you need for retirement, the highest number on that list. Does that surprise you?
No, actually, it amazes me. It's not just a surprise to me. It amazes me because I don't think anyone really does this kind of math. I don't think people look at how much do I really need over my lifetime, you know? And of course, some people might have one child, might not have no children, might have five children. So it's definitely going to be different. College is very, very expensive. We all know that. But when it comes to a home price, I think it's going to be a lot more than $900,000 because remember, everyone is different in regards to the annual taxes, the home, the repairs, the location, the size of their home. So it's definitely going to be different. So I'm going to say $4.4 million, give or take, $4 million. This number could probably be a lot higher for some families. It could be a lot higher. But when it comes to retirement at 1.6, I feel like that number should be a little bit higher. I don't think 1.6 would be appropriate, especially, God forbid, if two has to go into long-term care situations. And we could always talk about that in the future.
So when people come to you, Peter, and they say, well, how much money do I need? You know, you can't change what they have saved up to this point. You know, if they come to you and they have $1 million in socked away in a 401k or a Roth, or they have $10 million, what you can do, even if they come to you at age 30 or 40, is start working with them on an aggressive plan to make sure they put themselves in a better position. If you're listening and you've got kids in your 30s or 40s, adult children, send them to Peter now so that they can start getting a handle on these numbers.
Absolutely. It's so important that you are sharing these things with them and letting them know that a 401k is not the only thing you should be relying on, because it truly is not a place just to rely on. There's so many more things outside of a 401k that you could possibly invest and help build your assets and your net worth. And of course, we want to have as much time on our side to possibly save. So that's another factor to make sure you are putting the time and the effort to making sure you are focusing on contributions, whether it's on a monthly basis, quarterly, annually, you name it. But this is something that cannot be neglected and should be something to be spoken about and focused on.
So the number is 1-800-880-8079. And I know you have clients come to you, Peter, who might say, look, we would like to retire in Florida. And that's probably not a great example right now. You want to talk about inflation and insurance and all the problems they have down there. Or we want to retire closer to the grandkids, or we want to sell our house and downsize into a condo, which could actually be more expensive. You will also run those numbers and help people understand
absolutely
the reality of what they have in front of them.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, that's all part of it. So we do have to understand your lifestyle. We do have to understand what those goals are, the bucket list that you have in place. As soon as you retire, believe it or not, you actually start to spend a lot of money the first couple of years, because you're excited, you feel young, and you want to do the things you always wanted to do, then you tend to slow down. But it's so important to understand that you should have a number of different systems or investments in place to guide you X amount of years, long-term, short-term, what's using for income, what's using for growth, what's for preservation, and so on and so forth. What's this tax strategy look like? What's a spouse protection plan look like? So there's a number of different things in making sure wherever you want to relocate, what kind of lifestyle or how much income you actually need for that lifestyle. So we have to go through those expenses, those projections, and these have to be tweaked over time. It's never a set it and forget it kind of a situation. You're always going to be making changes. You're always going to be making tweaks. This is why I talk about this in my book. And make sure you call in for a copy of the book. We'll mail one out as soon as possible. I do have another one coming in the way. This is going to be more of an income-focused planning book. It should be done in a couple of months. But I 100% recommend you calling in and reaching out for some kind of guidance. And if you want what's called a stress test on your plan to see how you're currently doing right now, that is what we are doing today. And we are stress testing these plans to making sure you're not just getting to retirement, but you're also getting through.
You know, I'll tell you something else, Peter. You can also help people through like rocky real estate decisions. You know this. I am in the midst of trying to sell my house. It's been sitting on the market several weeks longer than we expected or anticipated. Fluctuations in the market will certainly have an impact on those numbers that we just talked about, whether you are buying a home, whether you are selling a home, when is it a good time to do that? If you are buying a home in retirement, what pot do you draw that money from, Peter? You really help people get into the weeds of those numbers when it comes to their real estate choices as well.
Oh, absolutely. And even when you're purchasing a home somewhere and you don't have that much liquidity and you have a lot of your assets in your retirement accounts, where do you access it? That's also part of the planning. So we have to talk about what's good, what's bad. And then one of the things that you really want to make sure you're not touching are areas that you're relying on income. Because if you take out too much money over a certain period of time, believe it or not, you're putting that account at danger of depleting that asset class. So these are all things that come with a review to make sure it's done correctly. We want to cross those T's and dot those I's. But most importantly, request a book and we can talk about this in more detail for sure.
Do it now. 1-800-880-8079 or go to pcbfinancial.com. pcbfinancial.com. Very important stuff that we're talking about this week, Peter. I know it resonates with our listeners or your aging parents, your up-and-coming young adults. Give Peter a call, 1-800-880-8079. Always a pleasure, Peter.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Make it a good week, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
You're hearing it every day. Another political ad, another agenda. There's a lot of people telling you how your world is going to change, but no matter what happens this election or the next, you still have the power to control your future. Elections can impact a lot of things like the stock market, inflation, and taxes. And if you're thinking about retiring soon, now's a great time to meet with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group. Peter can't tell you who's going to win, but he will show you how your savings might be affected and what you can do to help prepare. Schedule your free visit with Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group today. Call or text ELECTION to 800-880-8079. Don't let this election or any election control your retirement future. Set up your free visit with Peter Bambara now. Call or text ELECTION to 800-880-8079. That's ELECTION to 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
It's Uncle Sam, and he wants some of your retirement money. Like it or not, you're going to owe taxes on your 401k. When retirement comes knocking, so does the tax man. The good news is you may be able to reduce your tax bill with some strategic planning. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group are here to help. You'll work together to craft a plan that is designed to help make sure you don't pay a penny more than you should, because you deserve to keep as much as possible of what you've earned. Taxes are historically low right now, and we all know they probably won't remain this low forever. So call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial Advisory Group team before this tax-saving opportunity is gone. 1-800-880-8079. Don't give more than necessary to your favorite uncle. Call Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group now to schedule your 401k tax review. 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Firm does not offer tax advice.